Well, our broadcast engineer, Mike Reisch, is having fun with our music today. It all stems from our guest we had on at 7 a.m., author and local radio personality, Mr. Jim West, who has written a book, The Phoenix Sound, A History of Twang and Rockabilly Music in Arizona. You can get it at Amazon.com. We actually gave away five
we
in
did.
The 7 o'clock
we
hour.
Did.
So he actually signed them for all five of those people as well. So it's a great book. It's a fun book about the music industry in the Phoenix area back in the 50s.
What Mike doesn't know about that song, though, is that you're a one-line Louie. So if he keeps playing this, it's going to get stuck in your head.
That's all I'll
know.
And
I'm going to be hearing these deep lyrics over and over again.
Really deep.
Really.
Hey, we've got some Diamondback tickets to give away. We'll do that here in just a minute. It's for the August 10th game against the Dodgers. It's a first pitch at 6:40 p.m. evening. Two great tickets right behind the dugouts with parking passes. So we'll be giving that out in just a minute. But I want to wrap up our topic here, the weekly blog. The topic has been 10 facts you need to know about water damage, preparing your house for the monsoon season. A pretty good little storm blew through here this week. Tucson's been getting some really good storms. They're way ahead of us. I understand that one of our favorite little corners of Arizona, Patagonia and Sonoyta, has received in excess of 8 inches. So, boy, that's going to – you know how green it turns all those Canela Hills down there? That turns into a beautiful area.
Can you just touch that topic of flood insurance again? I remember a couple years ago we covered this, and I had a woman crying because they had their entire house flooded, and they did not have flood insurance. They didn't know that you had to buy it separate.
Well, a lot of people assume that flood insurance comes with your home insurance policy, but it doesn't. It's a completely different policy that you have to request and get coverage on. Now, you know, we have these maps that show where the floodplains are. And if you live in one of those floodplains, you must, by law, get flood insurance because the mortgage company wants to know that the property is protected, and should it incur damage, that somehow, some way, it's going to be put back into the order that it was in when they actually loaned you the money for the mortgage. So you'll have to get flood insurance. But I'll tell you what, if I'm on the edge of a floodplain, I'm buying flood insurance too, right? I mean, don't bet your against yourself. And it isn't that expensive. You know, some of the other things that homeowners insurance generally won't cover is if you lose a tree in your yard and it falls and doesn't hit the house and doesn't cause any damage to the home, doesn't take out a fence, doesn't take out roof or cause any damage, the insurance company generally won't pay to have that cut up and hauled away, and they won't pay to have another tree planted either. So you got to be aware of that. There are certain riders that you can get that could cover that kind of stuff, but it isn't included in the generally accepted standard homeowners insurance policy. So I want to thank our good friend Clay Jansen from Focus Insurance here in Phoenix for helping us with all the insurance questions. If you're in need of answers or in need of a second quote on your homeowner's insurance, I'd highly encourage you to call Clay. He's been a second generation friend. His dad actually wrote my first policy back in 1976. So that's how long we've been with the Jansons at Focus Insurance. Don't forget about preventative maintenance and keeping all the moisture in, about, and around your house away from you. Those kind of moisture situations do tend to attract termites. It's what we call conditions conducive. Let's make sure we're not encouraging the termites. They will tend to follow moisture. And so if you've got an ongoing leak, I tell people, even with the condensation from their air conditioning, I have an air conditioner in my garage. It's a mini split. And since it has been running in about May, I have collected over 110 gallons of water in a 55-gallon drum. And my dogs love it. So that feeds the water trough that waters my dogs. Sometimes they don't even drink it fast enough, and I've got to pour it into the landscape gardening. But the two air conditioners on my house are producing about 15 gallons of water a day when you've got 60, 70, 80% humidity or the rain falling out of the sky. That much moisture that you're allowing just to drip anywhere in your yard out of the condensate line of your air conditioner is a definite condition conducive for pests and termites. They will follow the moisture to find your home. Okay, we've got some Diamondback tickets we need to give away. We need to give it right now. And it's going to be to the first caller at our toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. And here's what we're going to need to know. We're going to need to know who is the last Arizona Cardinal inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. What's his name? And when was he inducted? All right? First caller to 1-888-767-4348 wins two great tickets to the Diamondbacks game versus the Dodgers on August 10th. Hey, y'all have a great week.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.